Hey, thank you. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk, the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed. I'm Mick Kerr. We're head up in Grafton today. As we've been, Monday it was Huron, yesterday Dilworth, today Grafton, tomorrow Langdon. We're all over the place here. And we promised before the bottom of the hour it was going to be corn and beans. When corn is first, obviously. The vice chairman of the North Dakota Corn Council, Tyson Rosano, Carrington, North Dakota farmer, joins us. Hello, Tyson.
Hey there, Mick.
You making any progress? Got wheels turning on the Rosano farm?
Yeah, so we just got going here, got in the first things done here, starting on Monday. And it's been slow going and a little bit here and there, but we're getting a little bit of fertilizer spread and a couple acres planted here before the next rain event. So.
Yeah, doggone it. I suppose you're looking at the radar and looking at those clouds off to the west, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple of little drops on the window here, the planter tractor, so can't seem to ever shake them. We had a little bit yesterday there this afternoon, and sounds like tomorrow there's not going to be getting done.
Yeah, a couple of, yeah, east and south of Carrington right now is where the more significant stuff is, but actually north of Devil's Lake up to where I'm at here in Grafton and then up into northeast North Dakota. But yeah, it's tomorrow, half inch. If we get a half inch, is that going to be a real bad deal for you or just set you back for a couple of days?
Well, with the rain and then some cold weather following, I would imagine, a lot of this ground here needs a couple more days of drying before we can really get going after it. So, I would say a half inch would probably set us back, you know, 3-4 days, I'm sure.
Yeah, my goodness. All right. Well, first things first, corn, right? Or are you, do you stick a little wheat in or other small grains in the ground?
We're doing everything right now, I guess. I'm putting corn in, and I got the drill going on some wheat. But, yeah, like I said, just little bits here and there, and I'm looking at having, you know, 5-10% in here by the end of today, and heard of a few other planters rolling and just not a lot going on. We're still plenty wet right here east and west at Carrington along 200.
How concerning is it to you as being this late, or is this just one of those late years? I mean, it's not terrible on the 18th of May. You've still got 90% of your crops to get in the ground, or does it worry you a little?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's starting to with the way the pattern we're going into here, and then just the amount of extra time that it takes to get this crop in the ground with all the turning we're doing, and then you know. Losing a couple more days here with some more rain. We'll go past the final plant dates a little bit. Nothing crazy, but we fortunately spoke for some earlier corn pretty early on. So we got some pretty early day corn. So hoping to get some extra corn in the ground here maybe next week or even the following week.
Yeah, always good to have plan B, that's for sure, so that you have options, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a year with the way I had heard supply was. It definitely wasn't a year to mess around and try to wait till the last minute to change. So, like I said, we're fortunate to be able to have a good majority of our corn be early maturity just because we got on the ball right away and got it spoken for.
Yeah, well, like we found out on Wall Street today, a lot of major corporations and businesses, good management decisions can sometimes not even help because of the things you can't control. And the things you can't control, obviously, weather, the cost of nitrogen, the availability of herbicides, potash, NP and K, all, you know, up, you know, 300% this year. How's that hitting you?
Yeah, you know, that it definitely hurt, you know, coming up, and luckily the markets have followed, and so that's helped, but obviously it's still a way better management decision to try to get a crop in the ground and spend that extra money on them inputs and with the way that prices currently are. But yeah, it's definitely a price you know, a shock or whatever when you're seeing it and hearing the numbers for the first time. And crazy to think that a year ago we were putting in $300 to $400 urea instead of 8 to 9 to 1,000.
Yeah, just mind-boggling. So we got to get that straightened out. So, I believe that will happen. All of the challenges that this country and industries, the ag industry faces, have faced in the past, have been met and surmounted. So, this too will be squared away. So, all right, Tyson, let's talk a little bit about the North Dakota Corn Council. You are the vice chairman. What are you? What kind of council activities are you excited about these days?
Well, I'm always excited about our unleaded 88 expansion program that we have in North Dakota, especially with the announcement that the year-round E15 unleaded 88 is always a great choice for when you fill up your tank, and it helps us with North Dakota, use North Dakota corn and with our ethanol plants here, and helps us burn this pile of corn that we always seem to have and get through it. And I can't speak enough about the work that's been done to try to get these stations to convert pumps over to unleaded 88 so that that can be offered to the consumer easily. And just our work with the U.S. Grains Council and National Corn, can't speak enough about them guys, about the trade and the policy side of things and helping us get through this and utilize our corn better.
Yeah, I saw that firsthand a couple of weeks ago out in Washington, D.C. NCGA, National Corn Growers, representing 40,000 corn growers in the country, in most of the state. I know there's USDA's surveys, 18, the top 18 corn-producing states, but man, there's a lot of corn grown in a lot of the states, and NCGA works hard on policy issues, advocating for corn farmers, so important for farmers who are not members of the Growers Association, join the club and become a member, and then watch the council members administer the checkoff dollars. And man, you guys do a great job of market development and getting year-round E15. That was a major challenge. Now we can ask the government, what took you so long, huh?
Yeah, it. We've had some great partners with getting unleaded 88 at the pumps, and like I said, we offer that unleaded 88 expansion grant program to help defer them costs as far as changing pumps over and signage and stuff. So we're trying really hard to get it available, and hopefully people are choosing it at the pump.
For sure. All right. Market development around the world. I know one of the research projects that the North Dakota Corn Council is funding right now is brought in corn from different countries, feeding it to the hogs in South Dakota and poultry in the southeastern part of the country. And just, well, how does northern grown corn, how is U.S. corn stack up side by side with other corns from around the world? That'll be a great selling point later, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we had a little bit of setbacks or whatever, but we got that taken care of and gone through. And yes, that'll be a great selling point going forward as far as how U.S. corn stacks up in the world as compared to other regions as far as feed quality.
You bet. All right, Tyson Rosenow, Carrington, North Dakota farmer, vice chairman of the North Dakota Corn Council this time around. Are you having fun at the table there, Tyson?
Yeah, it's been a great learning experience. I got kind of asked to do this 4 years ago from a guy that was getting off, and it's actually opened my eyes up greatly as far as to what actually our checkoffs go for. I couldn't have ever imagined being outside looking in as far as what our checkoff dollars are doing to promote North Dakota corn and to, like you said, market development and trade development. Yeah, just where our money goes, you can't even see half of it outside looking in.
Yeah, so important to what do they say? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So, develop leadership skills by becoming a North Dakota Corn Council member or the North Dakota Corn Growers. So, all righty. Well, Tyson, we wish you a successful 2022. A lot of Godspeed on the planting progress this spring. And hope it rains on you just right tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mick.
You are welcome. Thank you. Tyson Rosno, Vice Chair of the North Dakota Corn Council. And coming up, we're going to take a break, come right back. And, hey, we've got the Vice Chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council. They're back-to-back on the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed. Taking a quick break, come right back after this on Farm Talk.